30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start. This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's things?
Well, I do have a story.
Come on.
I know. Shocking. Shocking.
I don't believe it.
I did some outside work last week.
Nice. At the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. Because I'm trying to find my yard.
It was under the snow.
It was under the snow, but it's also under leaves and
long grass
and dead ferns. And as it turns out, a bunch of silk flower arrangements that have come apart, and there's like leaves and flower buds and flower. Oh my God.
That stuff doesn't decompose very fast.
Never. And it's all around the house. So she had planted all these things. I mean, the front of the house looks like a jungle in all the pictures I ever saw.
Now, it did.
Remember,
yeah,
I haven't seen it myself in all of its glory, nor will I, because I am pulling all of that out.
Right.
I'm pretty sure a couple people, as I was working on the front and trying to rake the leaves out and just, like I said, trying to figure out where the yard stops and the landscaping supposedly starts,
mm-hmm,
I did have a couple of people honk at me like, "You go, girl." Like, seriously, one right. girl yelled out the window.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the neighbors are
car.
Very happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had that going on last week, and I just need for the front of it. But I got to tell you, I got to get rid of those two trees in front. I can't deal with it. I hate them.
I hate them. I'll travel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a chainsaw.
Oh, I know you have a chainsaw.
But Ty won't let me just like cut them down.
Cute little chainsaw.
It's.
I got a big rip you in half chainsaw.
Okay, Elon. So.
No, mine's way cooler. I actually use mine.
Right. That was a fake chainsaw, by the way, that Elon.
Pretty
received,
corny.
But yeah. It was funny. So, yeah, I've got to get rid of these two trees in front because I just can't deal with them anymore. They're ugly.
Not
I just
problem.
Can't stand it. So, well, and when I was getting ready to cut them down, Ty stopped me and said, "Don't do it without Tom's trailer."
Well, yeah, because they're just going to lay there.
All right. No, I'm going to drag them to the back. I don't want to look at them. That was the whole point. Wait for you to come over with the trailer.
And then we got to drag them back up to the front?
Yeah.
That's just weird.
I know. That's why he stopped me.
Good man.
So, yeah, I need, because you can burn it, right? Isn't that good wood for you to burn outside in a fire pit?
Yeah, we could do that too.
What would you do with it?
Brush pile.
Oh.
Be a good bottom to the brush pile.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Good starter.
So, yeah, I did get some of that work done. And
it never ends.
I don't know if you're allowed to put the stuff that you pull out of the ground like that, like raking up leaves and things like that, in the trash container?
No, you're not. And Elkhorn used to do curbside pickup, but I don't think they do anymore. But they do have a compost management site similar to Lake Geneva. I'm trying to remember where it is. I think it's back off of Deer Road, but you can take it there and dump it. Yard waste. You know, leaves and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Not plastic flowers.
Right. Well, okay, maybe next time I won't put all that out for the trash.
Well,
all I did was fill up the trash can, but it had all kinds of stuff in it. It was there was trash,
right.
There was flower pots, there was everything.
If they took it, it's fine.
Well, I they took it, and they haven't called me, so.
You're good.
I figured I would ask for forgiveness and not permission.
Always is the best way to go.
But I was so excited because it was the first time I put the
trash
out.
Nice.
Because, you know, we've had dumpsters.
Like a homeowner now.
I know. It was so exciting. Also made my first mortgage payment on it, so.
Was that so exciting?
Yeah, the first one. The rest of them will be.
The last one will
one
be
one down, what is it, 359 to go or
know.
Something? Yeah.
Don't even look at that.
No, I don't.
Pay a little more than I owe.
Yeah, Yeah. They even have it on there that if you do the auto pay, you can add on there to take a little bit extra out and put it towards the principal.
Right.
Or did you know that if you pay your mortgage every 2 weeks, bi-monthly, if you pay it twice a month, half and half, that it adds a payment or two, like a payment to, and that takes your mortgage down as far as how many years you're paying it substantially. You should look into it. It does.
One check would be all interest, and the second check would be more to the principal? That's interesting.
I don't know.
We'll have to check into that.
Yeah, that's just, and your wife actually said the same thing. They were talking about it at closing, that if you just make one extra payment a year, the principal payment, one extra payment a year, like it cuts the length of your mortgage down substantially.
That's true.
I can't remember the numbers because that day
the longer you pay, the less interest you pay.
Yeah.
And the more of that goes to principal. So.
Right. And anything extra that you pay, you always designate it to the principal.
Right.
So, yeah.
And even the littlest bit goes a long way as long as you're consistent with it.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
My mom told me that.
Yeah, it was all exciting. It was all exciting. My first trash pickup. Woohoo. Woohoo.
We're going to have a raking party next.
Yes. Oh, well. I don't know.
That'll be a lot more fun. We'll be able to breathe and see. It'll be pretty cool.
I know. Oh. I forgot to call you and tell you. Actually, I forgot to call Amy and tell her. We had another bat encounter.
Nice.
Right.
So now you know it wasn't just one.
Correct.
That's good.
But we don't know where it is. Where it went.
In the house.
Yes, I know. This time the victim was the 15 or 16-year-old kid that was helping his grandpa's business from the oil company.
Oh, they were filling the
tank.
Right,
yeah, they were filling the tank, and well, because it ran out. So, well, it's hard to estimate when you get that low, and you know, I was letting it get really low,
I'm just trying to envision this kid running around the basement.
No, it didn't happen in the basement.
No?
It happened upstairs again. We were standing in the kitchen, and we were leaving, and the kid's name is Caden, very nice, intelligent young man, been working with his grandpa at Rhody Oil for, well, since he was five, and can't quite drive yet, but his grandpa's looking forward to it. We had grandpa outside that I was talking to, and Caden went inside and started restarting because we had to relight the pilot light and all that, and so we were standing there, and I was like, thank you so much, and this is great, and so it's all started and everything, right? And he's like, yeah, and then something flew by, and he goes, oh, is that a bird? No, it's a bat. Guess what Caden found out? Caden found out how quickly Nancy moves when you say the word bat. And I covered my... Okay, Caden was laughing.
And then this lady knocked me down and ran on top of me.
Grandpa! Right. Customer. So, yeah. But, like, literally grab my head. Because you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid it's going to get caught in my hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way your hair sticks out when you get scared. Why wouldn't you think that?
I don't know. So... Yeah, so there's another bat. But the other bat that we found, the first bat... When Amy got knocked over, Ty took it and put it out in the garage, and then Ty went out and gave it some, you know, like warmth or whatever, like covered it in insulation kind
it.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Right, he swaddled it.
It's a visual. Don't swaddle a bat, they can't fly.
Yeah, don't do that. But the bat left. Probably found its way back in the house, and it's the same bat.
Either the house or it's up in the garage hanging out.
Oh, I'm sure it's out in the garage. And now this one flew around, and I asked Ty where it went, and he said the very back corner on the left where the bathroom used to be, he said it went up in that wall. So, like, it's upstairs now.
Well, it's not up. It's in the
walls.
It's
in the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not flying. Well, it could be flying around, but more than likely, because your upstairs is solid.
Right now it's going to get stuck there because I'm getting ready to close all that up.
Well, good.
So.
When are we going to start building walls?
I don't know.
We got a floor plan yet? No. It's really important to have that before you start building walls.
I know.
Just saying. Have nail gun, will travel, but I need a blueprint.
I know.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Take your time.
You know, it's a marriage thing.
I had
sometimes.
Something coming on the bat phone. You may or may not have heard that.
Anyway.
I gave everybody else a hard time about it, and then I did it.
Hey, you know what? Coming up here, Richard Hunt's going to join us next. There's a bill that they're trying to pass that would eliminate rewards and cashback type programs on credit cards. So when you think about this and the impact it has,
mm-hmm.
the numbers will shock you, will seriously shock you. The people that visit Lake Geneva, fly to different places, the tourism industry, they rely pretty heavily, you don't even realize it, on these reward points. You know, people save all this stuff up and then they take their family on vacation or they do upgrades or whatever. But the bill that they're getting ready to pass threatens that. And so
it's not good.
No, it's not good. And so anyway, I had the opportunity to talk to him last week. He couldn't join us today, but I went ahead and talked to him last week. And so that interview is going to come up next. It's very, very interesting how this is going to impact travel, economy,
mm-hmm.
the economy of these tourist areas like ours. It's a very, very big deal.
Well, and a lot of other stores, too, because like Fleet Farm and
right.
Walgreens. And
right.
They all have these programs.
Right, right. And it's got to do with those credit card numbers and things like that. And so anyway, when they called and asked if we'd interview them, I thought, given our area,
this
is a pretty good
Definitely.
Thing for people to remember. So Richard Hunt, he's coming up next right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Good morning. Welcome back to Life Matters. Very, very interesting topic coming up here that people may or may not realize is happening. And I feel like some of the information, especially the title of what's coming down with this, might be a little misleading. And so we have Richard Hunt on the phone with us. Richard is the executive chairman of the Electronic Payments Coalition. He's been in that position since 2023. Good morning, sir.
Nancy, a very good morning to you and all your listeners. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Now, exactly what does the Electronic Payments Coalition do?
Very simple. We try to make sure bad legislation in Washington, D.C. does not pass that would take away the safety and security and rewards of your credit card. It is that simple.
Oh, well, that's important work because we all like our rewards on our credit cards. I know I like my cash back on my Discover and things like that. And I mean, I just turn around and spend it on stuff I shouldn't. But that's OK. I still like it. And I still don't want it to go away. But we're also talking about like travel points and things like that that could be affected by this Credit Card Competition Act. And it affects everyone that has a credit card. I mean, there's just no way around it. And so let's talk about the issues with this act, with this bill. Like I said, I think it has a name that implies that it's protection for somebody, but it's really not, is it?
No, not at all. Look, if you see something that's too good to be true, Nancy, of course, run.
Right.
And when you have Washington, D.C. politicians trying to tell private industry what to do, run for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
This bill, in essence, would tell how your credit card would now be processed. And look, this is a modern-day miracle where the community banks, the credit unions, the regional banks, and large banks, banks like Associated Bank,
mm-hmm.
headquartered in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
very important player in Wisconsin, they're all opposed to this bill. And what this bill is strictly a play by the corporate mega stores like Target and Walmart to save a penny.
Hmm.
But the unintended and intended consequences means you would lose your reward points, you would lose the safety and security of your credit card as well, and your access to credit. Some 700 million cards are out there in circulation, and Nancy, I bet you, you've got more than one credit card.
Yes, I do.
Yes. And some 200 million people in this country have credit cards. Because with high inflation, with extraordinary prices these days, people use their credit card for access to credit. Now, we want to make sure you pay off your credit card as soon as possible. But the other thing that Americans now rely on, you hit the nail on the head, rewards.
Mm-hmm.
And some people use it to accumulate miles to travel the country. The most popular benefit is cash back like you do. Let me
right.
just give you a couple of numbers here. Some 15 million people in 2023 flew using reward miles, including 85,000 who flew in and out of Wisconsin. Now, I think that's your fifth largest city.
Yes.
It would be in Wisconsin, 85,000 people. Think about what they did. They land in Wisconsin. They get a rental car.
Right.
They go to a hotel. They go to theme parks. They eat at your restaurants. Think about how many small businesses rely on reward points.
Right.
It has about a $126 million economic activity just for travel in Wisconsin.
Now, wow. Look,
these politicians tried to do this in 2010. You mentioned the word Discover Card.
Mm-hmm.
Discover was exempt from the bill. We'll get to that a little later. But there used to be a point where credit cards had reward points on the debit card. Congress, in their infinite wisdom in 2010, passed a law that set a cap on how much could be charged for what we call interchange. We told everybody free checking would go away, reward points would go away, and fraud would go up. And unfortunately, we were right on all three.
Yep.
No more debit card reward points except for Discover, because they're a three-party system and they were exempt. They're from Dick Durbin's home state of Illinois. That's another story. But now they're trying to do that to credit cards. So once again, your credit card is safe, it is secure, gives you access to credit, and gives you those very valuable rewards. Now, you talked about cash back. Did you know that the number one perk that people use for their credit card is cash back? And some 75% of the people who have a credit card use cash back. Participate in that, and they use it around back to school supplies, because you know how expensive it is to send kids to school.
Yeah.
And around the holidays, because I know, Nancy, you're a generous person and you want to buy a lot of gifts for people.
Well, I also have four grandchildren, and so when my husband says the word budget, I sort of just start laughing. So, because there is not one for grandchildren, you never have a budget. Yep. But yes, you're absolutely right. You any family that is using that card, is especially right now with the high amount of balances on credit cards, they're watching those rewards and using them in a lot of cases these days, I have to assume, for necessities, like you said, the back to school supplies and things like that, and not just, you know, not just perks. And so
grocery stores,
yes,
you need to buy those eggs. Eggs are out or through the roof.
Yep.
How expensive they are. And keep in mind, when you go to Lambeau Field or Fiserv Forum,
mm-hmm.
they only take credit cards.
Right.
Think about if you ever start carrying cash to those two venues, and so many small businesses rely on credit card. Think about when you're a small business person, you swipe the card, you get instantaneous payment. It's about 2%. We've been charging 2% for the last 7 years on that swipe.
Right.
Think about if you had to handle cash. It is 4%, we have estimated, that it would cost to handle cash. So cash is more expensive for the small business person to handle than having a credit card.
Right. We're talking with, that's just stunning to me. We're talking with Richard Hunt. He is the executive chairman of the Electronic Payments and Coalition. The fact that handling cash is more expensive, that's so interesting.
Yep.
That is so interesting. But you're right. Many places, they won't take credit or they won't take cash anymore. And so and even your fundraisers and things these days, everybody is relying on that credit card and that swipe or that click or whatever they have to do because it's so much more convenient. But what will they do if they lose these bonus points? And this area that we're in is completely supported by tourism. What happens to the economy if people stop using credit cards and people stop having those perks in order to travel? What happens to areas like Geneva here?
Oh, look, in Geneva, you would definitely feel the effect almost immediately. We did a study with Oxford Economics. 157,000 jobs would be lost throughout the country, including an economic impact of $250 billion. And I got to tell you, I think my estimates are low. I think they're much higher than that.
Sure.
Just think about it. Anytime you travel, people use their cards for a rental car, for airlines, for hotels, and they're accumulating these points. Now, this stat I just gave you about 50 million people traveling, that's just on the airline credit card.
Right.
That doesn't account for the restaurant credit card, the hotel credit card, or the rental car credit card. So you can times that times four. Congress is just trying to make a major mistake because a guy named Dick Durbin out of Illinois is bought off by Walmart and Target. And same thing with Roger Marshall out of Kansas. They only have a few co-sponsors, but I was around in 2010 when nobody thought the bill would pass, and it passed literally at 3 o'clock in the morning without any hearings. This Congress, Nancy, has had zero relevant hearings, zero studies. These are just politicians who want to mandate how a credit card should be processed. Can you imagine going to a restaurant in Geneva and saying, you know what, I don't want it to run on the safe and secure Visa rail that I pay for. I want it to run on a system that today doesn't exist. I want to lose control who runs my credit card. That is what would happen. And you talk about fraud go rampant for these small businesses. You know, when you have a fraudulent activity on your credit card, and it's rare, the banks take care of you.
Right.
You probably had a time where they reimburse you. That would go away if this bill were ever to pass.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
so
it's
actually protecting the credit card companies, not the consumers.
So,
or is it really protecting anybody?
This so-called credit card competition act, which is the Durbin-Marshall bill, will hurt everybody. Their intent is to hurt banks and credit unions and the issuers in Visa and MasterCard. But Congress doesn't know everything. And we saw what happened in 2010 where they promised they would take the savings and reimburse the consumer. Well, the Federal Reserve Board of Richmond said, no, sir, no, ma'am, that did not happen. They kept the money. Home Depot even said in an earnings call, they kept the money.
Whoa.
So the big guys are just keeping the money. They're not giving it back to the consumer. This is a lose-lose type of a bill, and that's why it's never advanced anywhere in the United States Senate.
Why is it back?
It's back because Walmart and Target have told Dick Durbin they need to have this to pass so they can save a penny, where this would hurt small businesses and consumers. Look, sometimes politicians get up and think, even though they've never run a business in their life, they know better. And that's what happens in Washington, D.C. all the time.
Oh, yes. You're absolutely right. Politicians should never be able or be allowed to be in politics if they have not been 100% responsible for managing a business or owning a business. We have said that on this show for a very, very long time, and that goes from the president of the United States right down to the mayor of Lake Geneva. This is this experience and this knowledge is a must because politicians, they cannot do math. Business people can, and it's very simple math. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Sometimes the merchants get very upset about how much they have to pay for using our service. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, when you're at a convenience store and you swipe a card, we are providing a service. I should expect to pay for my tires, my oil change, but the merchants don't want to pay for this service. And like I said earlier, Nancy, we've been charging 2% for the last 7 years. The reason they're paying more in services is because they're using the card a whole lot more. And since we've been charging 1% of the transaction, 2% of $10, Nancy, is a whole lot cheaper than 2% of $25.
Right.
Have you seen the cost of groceries lately?
Right.
Or your pork chop or your chicken fried steak in Wisconsin? They've gotten it very expensive. So they're using our card more. So it's a cost of service. No difference than insurance, labor, or anything else.
Right. And honestly, it's not that expensive, you know?
Oh, I think it's a great deal for the merchant to get their payment immediately.
Right.
You as a customer get your product back or your service back immediately within a second and a half.
Right.
With cash, you got to take the cash, you got to count it, you got to reconcile it, you got to get it to the bank, you hope it's not counterfeit. All those items take place when you take cash. That's why Lambeau Field and Pfizer Forum have gone to nothing but cards.
Well, right. Well, I mean, just the safety issue alone is worth the price. It's absolutely worth the price. What about the part of this Americans for Tax Reform? They led a coalition letter urging the members of Commerce to oppose these regulatory proposals. What about opposing lowering the price cap on interest rates?
So that's a whole different topic, but it's very interesting. Again, once again, members of Congress want to lower how much you can charge for interest. You got to remember the credit card credit that you have is an unsecured loan.
Right.
It is totally different than a house where there is an asset attached. And in this country, people have different types of interest rate based upon strictly their credit card score. So you got some more politicians who wake up one morning and goes, you know what? I think I'm going to tell the private sector, let's lower it to 10%. So what's going to happen is if you lower that interest rate to 10%, I guarantee you about 70% in this country can say goodbye to your credit card.
Right.
Because this is a risk-based system. Look, I wish we could pay for everything. I wish everybody could get up every single morning and pay for every single bill that they have.
That would be awesome.
That's not the way this world works.
Right.
And so we extend credit to people. But if you start telling us what type of interest rate we can charge, then you're going to start giving away those credit cards. And only those people with a score of, say, 840 and above can get a credit card. So here it is, once again, politicians trying to tell the private sector, and look, Nancy, where's it going to stop?
Well, exactly.
State of Green Bay, we're going to cap how much you can charge for your tickets to a football game, or how much you can pay a player, or how much groceries cost, or the gallon of gas. Where does this federal government stop telling America what to do and how much to charge?
Well, I mean, it's similar math to minimum wage. Okay. If you want me to raise my minimum wage to $15, what you have to understand is that that makes the standard that everybody's pay, that has to go up. And I'm paying a lot more in expenses as far as matching taxes and things like that. Like, my expenses go up far more than the dollar figure that you're talking about. It's the same thing with this. I have set expenses that I have to pay every month, and I cannot do anything about lowering them or anything like that. You tell a credit card company the same thing. You have to have X amount of money, X amount of dollars in the bank to cover the risk, so to speak, and
correct,
they can't gather that because you've also told them, oh, but we're going to limit you on how quickly you can recover, you know, just like an insurance company. You cannot, you know, it's just, you cannot tell people exactly how to, it's the same thing. You can't tell them how to run their business with absolutely no knowledge of what their expenses and income are. It's just, you cannot do that. And every small business owner in this country knows that. And when they look at this, they're going to say the same thing about the credit cards. It's just not reasonable and it's not sustainable. We like the word sustainable on this show, and this is not sustainable.
Yeah, look, think about if you're an entrepreneur trying to start a small business, you rely on your credit card to get you through the first couple of months as you're trying to get your bank loan to do that. I used to say this bill would be unintended consequences. That's over.
Right.
These are now intended consequences because we've had so many studies, not from Congress, but from independent parties that will show exactly what would happen if these bills were to pass. Look, the only people who are happy about this possibility of passing, and neither of these bills will pass, I believe.
Right.
Payday lending industry, where they can charge 125%.
Right.
And that's absurd. So they would have a bonanza of a day if this bill were to ever to pass.
Sure. You know, it's sort of like, to me, the health insurance industry. If you have an issue, solve that problem. Don't try to regulate or reconfigure the entire system because there's this small little issue over here. Like you said, 125%. You know, if there's a problem to solve, solve the problem. Stop. The government needs to stop trying to completely rearrange exactly how everybody else does business when they are terrible at doing business themselves.
And again, we've seen this before in 2010 when they tried to mandate debit card process, put a cap on it, and you saw what happened.
Right.
People moved to credit cards because rewards went away, safety and security went up, access to credit, and the goodbye of unlimited checking account, free checking account went away as
right.
well. But we want to do everything you can for your listeners to go to our website, guardyourcard.com. We've had over 3 million letters sent to the United States, and it's saying, hands off my wallet. Keep Washington, D.C. out of my wallet. My credit card is great. It is safe. It is secure.
Guard my card. Is that what you said?
No, guard your card. Guardyourcard.com.
Guardyourcard.com and get more details on the Credit Card Competition Act. Like I said, it's not making things better for consumers.
Nope.
That is for sure, and we need to keep an eye on it. Thank you so much, Richard, for joining us this morning.
Yeah, and let's make sure the economy stays vibrant in Geneva. That would be terrific.
Oh, yes, we need it. Plus, we have a beautiful lake, so it's really hard to go wrong when you come to visit. Let us know when you're in the area.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right. More of Life Matters coming up right after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop asking!
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Lots of stuff to talk about with just stop today.
Yes, there is.
Uh-oh. I have to assume you have some stuff.
Well, you know, I've been watching some of the interviews, you know, the governmental interviews for these appointed positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the candidates do it. They're asked a question and interrupted, harassed,
mm-hmm.
Being accused of saying stuff they didn't say. You know, just stop. Ask a question. Let the person answer. I'm tired of this interrupting, this rudeness, this...
Well,
it's like they're trying to pick a fight.
Right. They're using the confirmation hearings to try and get a point across.
Right.
Or gaslight, which is what they're much better at.
Yeah, I just call that lying.
Uh-huh.
Gaslighting just downplays it too much.
Right.
They're liars.
And so it's interesting that you're right. You can't ever hear the full answer of the candidate because they want to interrupt him all the time. Now, I don't find all of the legislators doing that.
No, it's not all
just
of them.
Just some of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it... The ones that I've watched, I was going to say I haven't watched all of them, so
right.
I'm not that dedicated. I'd like to be. That's not true, though. but the ones that I have watched, I have the utmost respect for that candidate that is keeping their composure, because I wouldn't.
Did you see Pam Bondi?
I saw part of hers. Yeah, she's a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
But I know me well enough, and I would say something like, you know, if you'd shut up for a second, I'd answer your question. A
couple of them did. Cash Patel did.
That's right. I didn't see it, but I heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's my just stop. Just stop it. Just stop being rude.
Well, and Pam Bondi was also one of the ones that, you know, somebody would ask her a question, and she'd say, you know, I would have loved to go over this, you know, over a longer period of time had you responded when I asked for a meeting with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just a little passive-aggressive poke there. Yeah, I don't know how they make decisions on anything because they don't ever hear the full answer.
Well, I can't wait.
But I think they're not used to it because they don't like to give full answers.
Right. Well, no, they won't.
Right.
I just can't wait for the pokes to become uppercuts and start
mm-hmm.
knocking these people out. This whole movement, I hope, brings some common courtesies back into our government, back into our way of life. Because
mm-hmm.
this isn't just at the government level. It's, you know, it's everywhere. You can't have a conversation without being interrupted. And,
right.
And then you find yourself interrupting people just trying to get your point across because they're interrupting you, and it's a vicious circle.
Then it just becomes a shout fest.
Right.
Right.
And when people are shouting, what do you hear?
Well, you know.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Well, and they're shouting about things that haven't happened yet is the problem.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
like,
them.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. You know, like they're shouting about Medicare and Medicaid. They're defunding Medicare and Medicaid, and no, they're not.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know if anybody read or went and just found the bullet points of the budget that they passed, that the House passed last week. You know, I mean, you start looking through this: national defense, military personnel, training and equipment, Nuclear Security Administration, counterterrorism efforts to strengthen the military, things like that. $888 billion has been allotted for that. But then you go back to things like, Medicare, veterans, Social Security, okay?
Education.
All of these numbers are right where they should be. And if we can't survive on some of this, I mean... For Medicare, $951 billion.
Hopefully that'll
fix
that problem.
For Part A, Part B, Part D. They mm-hmm. want to strengthen Medicare. That's the goal. And get rid of this wasted funding. Medicaid, same thing. They're looking to get it to make it sustainable because it, in fact, the way the plan, the way it is now, is not sustainable. But again, this all goes back to that funding. And if the money is being spent properly, it should not cost the taxpayers this amount of money to run this country.
No.
And what people don't get, and again, how many times have we talked about this? This is what a business does. Okay. When somebody goes in and they buy a business because it's getting ready to go bankrupt, or they are, you know, they're merging with somebody else or whatever to make the good of the whole company stronger, this is what happens. You clean house.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, while you may think that that's heartless and unfeeling and insensitive, the fact of the matter is, I, as somebody who is paying those taxes, and you and everybody else that feels like we're seeing a heck of a lot of wasted money here,
mm-hmm.
we don't find it insensitive at all.
No, because it's the best thing for the country.
Right.
It's the best thing for the business.
And the fact is that it will open up other opportunities. He's expanding programs, okay? It's not like Joe Biden, who when he came in on the first day fired 11,000 pipeline workers and said, mm-hmm. oh, they can learn to code.
Right.
And I didn't hear any of you complaining about that.
Nope, not at all.
I'm sorry that 87,000 IRS workers are not going to have jobs, but maybe they can learn to code.
But what has the IRS done good lately?
Well,
they've harassed people. I mean, there's complaints every year, all year long, about how I got ripped off by the IRS.
Yeah, so. Our tax code and the fact that it's like 7 trillion pages long is just ridiculous. It's, you know, Paul Ryan, he had it right. Flat tax. Everybody pays the same percent.
Mm-hmm.
You fill it out. You fill out your tax form. It's one page on the front. This is what you made.
This is what you.
This is what you came home with.
Right.
This is how much more you owe, or how much you should get back.
Right.
Boom.
Yep.
Done. Because expenses are usually taken by businesses,
correct?
Not individuals. When we're talking about this, we're talking about individual income tax that you pay mm-hmm. on your paycheck. We need to give some of these people relief.
Yeah.
Like we're so overtaxed. And then you see things like, I don't care if they only spent $20,000 on something stupid. That ticks me off.
Yeah.
You should not be spending one dime of our money on anything stupid.
No, it all should be approved and it all should be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
This, you getting mad at the people because they want to know where their money's going?
Right.
How dare you?
Who was it? Was it Elizabeth Warren that said?
Yes.
Was that she said that the taxpayers are not entitled to know
what
their money's being spent on?
Yep.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Yeah, I demand it.
Uh-huh. And now look, I have it in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
An actual
how that works.
Budget, isn't that scary?
I know. And what I have is a breakdown, a really super organized breakdown, but mm-hmm. on the same page that I found this. I could have downloaded and read the entire budget.
In what, 5 weeks in office, we have a budget?
Right. This is just common sense. And the reason why people are freaking out so bad is because they don't understand the difference between running a business and running a nonprofit.
Okay? Yeah.
We need to run the business. We need to run the government like a business.
And I think we're kind of caught up between anger and disbelief, too.
Yeah.
With all this wasted money for all these years, and now we're being told about it. And it's not just they're telling us, they're proving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see that the money was there. And, yeah, I think some people are running scared and others mm-hmm. are just mad. I'm mad.
And understand that some of it is just that they are not moving forward with contracts that were in place to provide some kind of service that the government feels like we don't need at this point.
Right.
So it's not. So I also disagree with the $5,000 refund checks that they're talking about.
Oh, I do too.
Don't send that money back. While it would be lovely, send it back. Pay off this debt.
Yeah.
Because on the very last page of this, sorry.
No, I'm
on
sorry.
The very last page of it, you know what they budgeted? $881 billion. For interest payments on the national debt.
Hey.
That's the same amount of money almost that they've budgeted for Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, whichever one of the three it was. That's just the interest.
Yeah.
That's not the principal.
Right.
So.
Well, I think it's very unrealistic, everybody getting
$5,000. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I'd rather have mine go to pay off the debt.
Mm-hmm.
We don't deserve that money back. We paid our taxes.
Right.
It is what it is. Use the money for good.
Yeah. Make it so that we don't have to, moving forward, we don't have to pay as much. We should just be allowed to keep it in the first place.
Right.
Not pay it and hope maybe someday someone will give it back to us. No.
Or use it to kick China off our farmland. That'd be fine,
that.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is another story.
Yeah, just stop.
Don't get me started on
just this. Stop. And you know what? Just let them finish.
Yeah.
Before you start saying the sky is falling, because the sky hasn't fallen so far.
No. And again, it's 5 weeks.
Oh, and
he
also?
He can't fix 4 years of crazy in 5 weeks.
No, he can't. And also, as far as Elon Musk and his team having, you know, access to people's information or whatever, first of all, he's not coming after your $23 paycheck, okay?
Right.
Second of all, you realize he used to own PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
He's already had your info.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need your info. He does not care about your info. And he's not going over to grandma's because he got her address and he thinks that she, you know, like, just come on. Just stop being stupid. Stop diverting attention.
Your info is out there.
Oh, yeah.
Google yourself.
Wait till you hear about driver's licenses. Woo, your picture and everything.
Yeah.
The point of that is just stop. Let them get to where they're trying to get and see if you see a difference. But, you know, I'm sorry that if...
Give them a year or two.
Yeah. Not 5 weeks.
Right.
I hate to do this, but I have to bring this up. We have a local publication, and we all know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly do.
And, you know, there are weeks when this publication, you know, maybe brings up some good points that people should follow up on or, you know, make sure that it doesn't or does affect your neighborhood or your school or something like that. But lately, the amount of fear-mongering in this particular publication has been off the charts and really not sustainable. I mean, you can keep trying to poke that bear and poke that bear, but quite frankly, that bear doesn't care about you.
Right.
And everybody knows that this extreme left talk is not going to get anybody anywhere. That the moderates have taken over, both Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
So sit back and enjoy the ride. Those of us who are moderate are able to negotiate and talk and find solutions and positive outcomes. And so trying to fearmonger from anybody in the media at this point, just stop.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you yourself are facing a court case, and you are in front of a judge, and you choose to you choose to promote the effectiveness and the professionalism of that judge in your publication while you're in the middle of an open court case with that particular judge, you should probably just stop. Number one, not going to do you any good. I personally know this judge. It's
absolutely
not going to do you any good.
Right.
As a matter of fact, might backfire on you.
Yes.
But second of all, if you are going to put a picture of said judge in your publication, maybe, just maybe, you should put the correct picture.
You think that would help?
Well... I mean, I'm leaning towards yes.
Yeah. It was really funny when you were showing that to me. We both said, that's not her.
It's not her.
Who is that?
It is, in fact, a picture of the clerk of courts.
Right.
Not a judge in the Walworth County judicial system.
Right.
So, again, nice try.
Feeble attempt.
Likely ineffective. Feeble attempt. And you just got it wrong here.
Great idea with no effort. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people that, well, the people I know that have read that publication in the past, it was always a source of entertainment. Myself being victim of that rag a few times, I just don't see any truths in it. And I think most people realize that, and it's kind of like, you know, they don't have the comic strips anymore in the Sunday paper, so that replaces it.
Here's
it's the funny papers.
Look, like I said, there's times when there are things in here that catch your eye and you're like, oh,
sure.
Hey, maybe I should go check that out. But listen, trying to use the publication, I mean, this is so obvious.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then to say nobody on the staff has a relationship with this judge, well, a simple Google search shows that, in fact, that is not necessarily
right.
True. And then another simple Google search shows you that the picture that you have in there is not the person that you were looking for.
That's the funniest part of the whole thing, because anybody that knows any of the judges knows that's not the judge he's talking about.
And it's like, daggone it, in all of the mass media issues that we have these days, the least you could do is spell right, punctuate right, and put the right picture in the thing.
Right. And that's why I go back to, I don't know anybody who reads that and takes it seriously.
We can't.
There are people out there, and they have the same issue as the person writing the stories. You know.
Sure.
Can't control that.
But
though a lot of money is going to that program from the government, that maybe we can help fix some of those people. but yeah.
Look at our list.
It's just funny.
Well, it's like, it's not the right
no.
Christine. Anyway, so, yeah, just stop. Just stop. It's not going to work. And you didn't do it right.
No,
so,
you didn't. But
stop.
You made us laugh again.
Well,
you're
good,
on a roll.
It was good. It was good. It was a nice try. It was a really good try.
Yeah.
I do agree with the line, Tail Feathers Bar and Grill at Hawksview has a fabulous fish fry.
True.
This is true.
Yes.
Not that I eat fish, but my husband loves that.
They have a phenomenal fish fry.
So, yeah, I do agree with that. However, it's just, I don't even know.
Well, in every lie, there's a little bit of truth. He's definitely on about the fish fry. That's a little bit of truth.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
It's the best I can do.
Just like, who is that? Who is the picture?
Well, that's what Yeah.
I know.
That's funny.
And then, you know, all I'm doing is now is I'm making people go pick it up. They're going to be like, what is she talking about?
Well, they'll figure it out
Which
pretty quick.
I know Jim just loves, but it just, dude, come on. Come on.
Thanks for making us laugh on Sunday morning.
That's not even her.
No.
Anyway, I attended this meeting last week about the Main Street construction, downtown
mm-hmm.
construction.
Okay.
I will tell you that what you will find as far as information here on this show, on the radio station in general, and on the radio station's website, as well as Facebook page throughout the process, beginning with the next meeting when we get a little bit more of a solid informational packet, we will tell you exactly from the horse's mouth exactly what's happening at all times with that project. It's going to be huge. It's going to happen in phases, and we can do this. We can get through this.
So we have a plan.
We can still, the city is attempting to have a plan.
Well, that's good.
But when you are relying on the Department of Transportation to make some kind of commitment as to when or what or how, because, you know, this was supposed to start, I think, last fall. With the first plan.
Right.
Or last summer. Now it's pushed off to 27-28.
Huh.
So we have time. All of us are going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that you have the information and you have the correct information, because I will only bring this up 2,000 more times.
Well, everyone needs to know.
Yeah, that if we had been allowed to properly communicate like we asked over and over and over again during the whole parking garage fiasco,
mm-hmm.
y'all would have a parking garage right.
right
now.
Right.
As all of these things progress, we will make sure that you have all of the accurate information, credible, accurate, straight from the horse's mouth, and we're all going to work together on this, and it's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. Are you going to the fundraiser tonight?
I will be there.
Okay.
Everybody should be there.
Our tickets are like at the door. You will still be able to get tickets if you go tonight. We sold a lot of them ahead of time, but they're holding some back, so there will be some tickets available at the door. This is the fundraiser over at Lake City Social for Luke Braden.
Correct.
Recently diagnosed and had major surgery he had cancer.
Right.
And it has spread a little bit and stuff. So the Braden family in general, we talked about how many people there are between Steinbrinks and Bradens and even Jovanonis and, like, you know, there's big family
right.
in this community that have grown up together generation after generation. The Bradens are part of those generational families that have been here for so very long. And Luke and his family have contributed a lot to the community. And so it's time to give back.
Right.
And it also cheers up people and gives hope to the family and things like that when people gather. So there's some really great, like, silent auction stuff and raffles.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff there to win.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it starts at 5 o'clock at Lake City Social. The place is going to be shut down for this. So if you go to Lake City Social tonight, you will have to pay for a ticket and be a part of the fundraiser, but it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, doing a great thing and having probably the time of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of people. Everybody's going to know everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So,
it certainly will.
Yeah, don't forget about that. Yeah, and if you go to Braden's Battle on Facebook, you can find out all the information about the fundraiser. And if you just want to donate some other way,
everything helps.
Right.
Yeah. You want to not get involved in the party and still help out? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
There is no... No donation is too big or too small.
No, absolutely.
You know, it goes a long way. And then just to see that response of people and all that, it means a lot.
Yeah, it gives hope. Like I said, it kind of everybody gathering and having a good time and supporting, it lets them forget for a little while.
Well, yeah, and it also
they're so nervous.
Yeah, it lets you know that, you know, you're known. You're
We're
appreciated.
Listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
We care.
You know, it's shocking when you have that big response, you know?
Well, I know when you were doing your fundraisers, you were always so surprised at how many people were there. And we're always like, why are you so surprised? Like, you know everybody.
Well, I don't know everybody, but, you know, I think the majority of people are really good at helping. But they're shocked when people help them because they're not good at accepting it.
Right.
That's me. I'm not good at accepting it because I'm supposed to be helping, not needing it. And yeah, it was, everyone was a shock and an eye opener. The night of the contest, holy cow. Thank God they were there. I don't know if I'd have made it if they weren't, but yeah, no, it means a lot.
Had students there. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool.
But like for Luke and anybody else that needs that help, to see the response, you know, the people show up, that is a warmth that doesn't go away for a long time.
Yeah.
So the more the merrier.
That's true. That is true. Check out Braden's Battle on Facebook. That fundraiser is this evening. That's all I have.
That's it?
I know.
No way.
Hey, man, don't cancel my credit card rewards. Call your legislators and tell them no. That would be bad. Listen, bottom line, bad for the economy.
It is, because I'm not going to be going to Fleet Farm near as much. I get 4 cents a gallon off there.
Yep.
And if I get a bag of popcorn on a tank full, I got $5 off on that at the store. And every time I use my credit card, I'm building points, which is money.
Right.
So I'm actually getting paid to go to Fleet Farm, if you think about it. It's a win-win. Everybody's happy.
I know. I'm feeling a little nervous that we're like we're closer to I-43, which is the corridor of home improvement. Or Fleet Farms and stuff for my husband.
4312.
I know.
Right in the Make It Happen Avenue.
I know.
Just need money.
Oh, God.
And Home Depot's got great deals, too, on their credit cards. You can do that, you know, over, was it?
My Menards,
$900,
I do it.
You get interest free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That's free money.
Don't let them kill these reward points and things like that on your credit cards.
Call your senator. Demand.
Yeah, let them know. You want your points.
That's right. I need my points. I want my points. I can't survive without my points.
Anyway, I have a point. Yeah. We're done.
Yard work?
Yeah. No. I'm not doing yard work today.
No?
I don't know what I'm doing today, but it ain't yard work.
No, I'll probably have to take a nap so I can make it through tonight.
I know. That starts at 5 o'clock. That's so late.
No, it's when it ends. But
anyway,
hopefully we'll see you there.
Yes, yes. Join us, won't you? Lake City Social, 5 o'clock for Braden's Battle fundraiser. In the meantime, you're listening to Lake 96.1. Coming up, more music.